Today's year in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Sota, Daf Chavav. We already did most of Chavav Omer Aleph. We're about 8 lines up from the start of the wider lines towards the bottom of the Daf Chavav Omer Aleph with the words Eishes Mamzer Lamamzer, which we're quoting from the Mishnah. So in the Mishnah we said that there is a concept of doing a kinoy, and if the woman is in fact soseris, if she's hidden away or closeted away with this guy, she would drink the mei hamarim when you're having a woman who is allowed to be married to a mamzer, and she is married to a mamzer, and the mamzer gives her the kinoy, and she then is soseris. So Mor says, why would you think not? Pshita, of course. Why would she not be? It's a permitted marriage. The halachic ramifications are that this marriage is allowed, so why would we not go through the regular sota process? Smor says, because ma'u the tema, I might have thought, afushe psulim lo leifush, that in this situation, by the mamzer and the aishas mamzer being together, their children are going to be mamzerim, and we don't want to increase the number of mamzerim. Even though there's no aveira over here, we're not interested in increasing the number of mamzerim in Klai Yisrael. And therefore, I might have thought that maybe the process of the sota is not going to be followed and will force them to separate and there'll be less mamzerim in the world. Kamash will know that that is not the case. In fact, since it was a permissible marriage, the entire sota process will continue. Then we quote the Mishnah and said, Aisha's ger, the eved meshuchor, the islandess. In all of these situations, likewise, the wife of a ger, or the wife of an eved that was meshuchor, so these are full-fledged Jewish people, and likewise, the islandess, so all of them are allowed to go and drink the mei sota if they went through the kinoy process and then there was stira, and if they don't, then they would lose their ksuba. And again, we had brought down yesterday a machlokas with the islandess, so this brisa says that islandess does drink, doesn't darshan the way we had darshan the niksa nizra azara, according to the opinion of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. So here, the Gemara says again, pshita, why would you think that the Eishes Ger, the Eved Meshuchor, or the Islandess would not be entitled to drink the Mei Sota? After all, these were all legal marriages. So the Gemara says, and again, Mal de Tema, I might have thought, the Pasuk tells us, Daber el b'nei Yisrael. Yomarit alehem ish ish kisiste ishto umola bo mal. So the Pasuk tells us, Daber el b'nei Yisrael. B'nei Yisrael implies v'lo gerin. That may imply you have to be FFB. You have to be a born Jew from birth. Left Africa from birth, but you have to be a Jew from birth and not a person who was misguided. So therefore, kamash belong. So the chiddush is that no, even the Eishes Ger, this din applies. More questions? It says, no, taka, that was a pretty good idea. The Eimahachanami, that in fact, the Pasuk also only tells us, B'nei Yisrael, you have to be born Jew. So where it says, no, we have the X word, V'omar Ta'. The Pasuk says, Daber B'nei Yisrael, V'omar Ta'a Alihem. And the Gemara says, Yomarto is a ribuyahu. This is an additional word that would be unnecessary, and therefore it's coming to be marbe to include the Eishes Ger as well, to include the Ger in this din. Now, Tosus di Ramas of Yomarto, ribuyahu, says, Tema, for afikse le'el on daf chavdal ramadalit, we had said that the word Yomarto is l'rabo so arusa, the shomeres yovam, l'kinoi. That was used to teach us that the arusa and the shomeres yovam can have kinoi. So how can you use it for both of these drushes? Leaves it with an unanswered question. I wanted to maybe suggest that there are two words over here, V'yomarto Alihem. In fact, the Bach had added the word Alihem earlier on Daf Chav Dalet, so maybe there's two drushes over here, V'yomarto and Alihem. Maybe each word could be used for each one for a different drusha. Tosos left the question unanswered. Okay. The Gemara continues and says, we quote, Eishes Kohen Shosa V'chule. We said that the wife of a Kohen also goes through the Sota process. And the Gemara says, now, we could delete the words, Mashal deletes the words Eishes Kohen Shosa, because it seems to be unnecessary, it's repetitive. We just said Eishes Kohen Shosa. In any event, Pshita, the Gemara says, this is Pashut, why would you think otherwise? After all, it's a perfectly halachically permitted marriage. So the Gemara says, Ma'u detem. Again, I might have thought over here differently. The Pasuk says, in regards to a regular Rahman al-Islam situation where a woman is raped, so it says, V'hi lo nispasa. If the woman was not forced, so then this is Rahman al-Islam and Avera. But in a situation where she was nispasa, a woman was raped, so by an Eishes Yisrael, so they're allowed to continue staying married, but if it was lo nispasa, then Asura. But in the case of a Eishes Kohen, who tragically, Rahman al-Islam, is raped, so then, even there, ha nispasa, even if she was attacked, then she would not be muteris. It's only by an Eishes Yisrael, ha nispasa muteris. Vizu, but the Eishes Kohen, ho v'nispasa asura, in this situation, even though she was absolutely an unwilling participant, the din is that an Eishes Kohen in this situation is not allowed to stay with her husband. So I might have said, Eima lo sishta, she shouldn't be allowed to go and drink the mei sota. Mashmalan, so the Chiddush is that she is allowed to. Again, the point being that the Eishes Kohen, the ability to stay with a husband, is not going to be there if she was raped. So even if she was assaulted, so the Meisota is not going to go and work on her, but you might have thought, therefore, that she shouldn't be allowed to go and drink the Meisota because the Meisota can't do a bedika on her because it only works, the Meisota, to prove that the woman, Rechmona Litzlan, was an adulteress if she committed willing adultery. The Meisota doesn't attack an Eishes Kohen who was Rechmona Litzlan raped, so therefore you might have thought that she shouldn't be allowed to drink the Meisota. The answer is no, we're not concerned about that. If the woman went through the regular sota process and in fact was not guilty, the waters will check her and she will be able to return to her husband. And for Rechmona Litzlan, she did commit adultery, so the waters will kill her, and therefore she's allowed to go undergo the regular sota process. Let me quote the Mishnah, says Umuteris Labala. If the Meisota check out the woman who was the Eishes Kohen, and in fact she's not killed, so then she returns to her husband. The Gemara says, Pshita, well, that's the whole idea of the Meisota. It does a bedika. And if the woman isn't killed by the Meisota, so then obviously she was Nikia, and of course she'd go back to her husband. She didn't do anything wrong. So why do you need to tell that to me, Umuteris Labala? So the Gemara says, Amar Rafuna, Rafuna tells us, no, Vinisnavna. This is a situation where the woman drinks the Meisota and she starts to get sick. And we had pointed out previously that sometimes the zechus could be tolala, and therefore there was an opinion that said even though the zechus will be tolala, in order not to cast aspersions on the Meisota that it doesn't work, or that if a woman actually committed adultery and she doesn't get sick, so people will say, yeah, zechus tolala, so even according to the Man D'Yomer, it says zechus tolala, but she'll be misnabda. It will become apparent right away that this woman is going to die from the Meisota. So in this situation, if Huna tells us, we're dealing here with a misnabda. So that's why it says Mutaris Labala. Where it says, what? If she was misnabda, her batkua maya, it shows that she was an adulteress and she's not permitted to her husband. So what are you talking about? So Huna says, it depends. There's the misnabda that is the regular way the zechus tolala works by the woman who did commit adultery but has a zechus, and she's misnabda, she's starting to go right then and there into the process of the waters attacking her, and it can be tola for a year or two or three, depending on what zechusim she has. We had discussed this earlier, but she starts to already show the debilitating effects of the Meisota right away in the normal fashion that the Meisota will ultimately kill her. But here we're talking about b'nisnavda derech eivarim. Here we're talking about that it's not her yerech, and it's not her beten, which is how the Meisota will go and attack her. But it's other parts of her body. She gets some sort of a neurological condition. She gets some sort of a medical problem that's not the normal way that the Meisota works. So I might have thought, ma'u detemo, ha zanai zanai, that this also is indicative of the fact that the woman was Mizana, and that this Eishes Kohen, in fact, should not be permitted to her husband. So the bottom line is, maybe what happened over here was that she was actually not a willing participant, but she was assaulted. And therefore, that's why the waters didn't go work in the normal way, but she had been raped, and therefore she's not allowed to be with her husband, and the waters are showing us this by having them attack her body in a not typical way for a woman who committed willing adultery, but maybe in this situation, she in fact was assaulted. She was alone with this man, and he assaulted her, and therefore she's also to her husband. That's what I might have thought. Ulgabi Kohen Asira, so Kamash Malam, the Chiddush over here is, no, unless the waters show her she's misnabda in the normal way with the yerech and the beten being attacked first. So in that situation, she's asur to her husband. But if the misnabda is via these derech evarim in an unusual way, we don't have to be concerned that maybe this is the Meisota's way of showing us that she was raped and she was assaulted, and therefore she's asur to her husband. We're not concerned about that. We don't have to be worried that that is what happened over here. Then we quote the Mishnah that said, Eishes Saris Shosha, that the wife of a person who was a Saris, which said a person who was incapable of having relations in the normal way, so then that woman also can drink the Meisota and she'll be tested. So again, the word says, Pshita, why would you think otherwise? This is a normal marriage, halachically allowed marriage, and therefore she should be allowed. So the word says, no, ma'u detema. I might have said over here that you need the pasuk mibalo de Ishech. We had pointed out previously that the Aki Sotis Tachas Ishech, the Chinit Meis, Vayiten Ish Boch Eshech of that somebody had relations with her other than her husband. That implies that the husband can have normal relations with her. Vahai, this Sari's husband, lav bar hakihu, he no longer can have relations with her in the normal way. So I might have thought in this situation the Meisota can't be drunk, kamash malan, that this Eishes Saris is allowed to go and drink the Meisota. Rashi adds over here, in Dibur Masul Kamashulon, the Lemikdam Shchivas Baal Leboel, who the Osa. Visoris Bar Shchivahu, the Afagab Delar Bar Zrihu. Rashi explains that this person wasn't impotent. He just wasn't capable of having children. He wasn't able to have normal relations, but he was capable of having relations, albeit there were relations that couldn't lead to a pregnancy. Ubisaris chama komar, and we're dealing here with somebody that has this condition based upon Hakadosh Baruch Hu. It's a natural medical illness. The muta lekaima. In that situation, the sris is allowed to stay married to his wife. But Rashi says we're not dealing with velobisris adam, a person who had some sort of an injury that was man-made injury, a traumatic injury from another person, should also lekaima in that situation. Mishum lo yavo pitzurei daka b'kal Hashem. In that situation, they wouldn't have been able to stay married. So we're dealing here with a sris chama, that the man can have relations with the wife, he just can't be a bar zriya. So he does fulfill the pasuk mibala de yisheh, even though he's not capable of having children with her. How is this woman allowed to marry him? The answer is, as you mentioned many times previously, the women are not mechuyeves in the mitzvah of piri v'rivya. If a woman doesn't wish to have children, she does not mechuyeves to have children. A man, on the other hand, has the mitzvah of peruvu. Then we quote the Mishnah, Ayidei kol rais b'kanin. We said that even if the husband did kinoy with her to her father or to her brother, so all of those situations, the kinoy is a valid kinoy, and she has to stay away from being class alone, even with her father and her brother. So one says, pshita, obviously, why not? This is a valid kinoy. Why would we think that it shouldn't work? And turn to Chavov on Midbeis, and Mora tells us, because, ma'u detema, I might have said, the pasuk says, nitma. It says, shnei pamim, nitma. The pasuk is, v'avar alav ruach kinoy, v'kineis ishto, v'hi nitma. Okay, that's one. Over a love ruach kinoa v'kineis ishto v'lo nitma. So the pasuk tells us twice the word nitma. Either she did in fact commit adultery, or she did not in fact commit adultery. So I might have said mal detema. You need the word nitma shnei pamim to teach us that one time it tells us echod labal, and the second time it tells us echod labal that she's also to stay with her husband if she rachmanu litzlan committed adultery, and she's. If she's divorced by her husband, she's also to go marry the Baal. So that would be applicable. I might have said, Hecho dekon mitzera behaznus. That situation is only applicable that you can have the mesota drunk when beforehand the Baal was permitted to her and the Baal was permitted to her. But if in fact, Avoha, in the case of the Arias, her father was prohibited to her, her father-in-law was prohibited to her, hold Asura Vekaima, since the Issa was already there, and this act of infidelity is not going to create the Issa in the Baal was already one of the Arias, he was already Azat to her. So maybe in that situation, Emelo, the Mesota can't be drunk, Kamash Shalom, so the Chiddush of Mishnah is, no, even though the person who was the erva to her was already asa to her, and therefore you don't need nitma to teach us that now the Baal becomes asa. Nevertheless, in this situation, the woman is still allowed to drink the mesota because the kinoy is a valid kinoy. Then the Mishnah said, chutz minakotav v'chulei, the woman can be told not to close herself away with any adult person, but not with a katan. If she's told, don't associate this katan, so then this din wouldn't apply. The woman would not, even if there was a kinoy against the katan, and she did was so serious with this katan, the din of meso doesn't apply, and she's actually still mutter to her husband. How do we know this? Where it says, ish amrachbana, the pasuk tells us, Vishachav ish oso shichvazera. It has to be an ish. Ish amarachmana has to be an adult man, velo katan, and not a bar mitzvah boy. That's the way Tosus understands this. Tosus in top Diba Masal Aval says, Ish amarachmana, in the middle of the Tosus, four lines in, says, velo katan nira didavka mishtia memayit lo kra. That the pasuk tells us that the boy must be bar mitzvah. That's based upon this pasuk, ish. And normally the person has to be an ish, has to be a bar mitzvah. But if the boy is under bar mitzvah, this doesn't apply the din of shesia. But it's only for the din of shesia. Abul Nasr, if Rachmanu Litzlan, the woman had committed infidelity, she had had an adulterous relationship with a 9-year-old and 1-day boy who's royal libya. So in that situation, Abul Nasr, Aideh Ben Tesha Shonim, the Yom Echad, then the woman, if she in fact committed an indiscretion with a 9-year-old and 1-day boy, so she would become asur to her husband, and in fact, if the way Eidim Nasra, she would be Mechuyevus Misa, whereas the boy would not, of course, because he's not yet a Mechuyev in Mitzvos. So therefore, the Tosus is agreeing over here that she would be Nasara, Ayideh Ben Teisha Shon Yom Echad, she committed Rachmon Islan and Averi with him, because Apo Pishay no Ish, even though he's not an Ish in regards to the din of Shasiya, so Biaso Poseles, his Bia is actually going to be Poseler, so if she was an Ashes Kohen, she wouldn't be allowed to eat Truma. as the Gemara in Yevamos tells us, and in fact, the Niskala Ha'erva Ayodo, if this in fact was somebody that was prohibited to her, she's an Eishes Ish, or it's one of the Arayas, so even though the boy who's 9 years older one day wouldn't be Chayev Misa, she would in fact be Chayev Misa. That's the way Tosfos understands is that this is a unique din in Shasiyah, that the woman, if she's also to be with a adult male, so then the din of kina applies, but if it's a 12-year-old boy, the din of kina does apply, or be the iser would apply if she, Rachman al-Slan, had an infidelity, the relationship with the boy. That's what Tosfos understands. The Rambam, however, understands differently. The Rambam says that, no, this ish is referring to shechiva, and the Rambam says that if you do kinoi on a 9-year-old and one-day boy, so then that, in fact, the sota process would apply because his bia is considered bia, his shechiva is considered shechiva, so Tosfos and the Rambam have a major difference over here as to what would be the halacha between 9 years and one day. And by mitzvah, Tosfos says there is no shesiyah in that situation, and the Rambam says that there is. The Sefer Otzer Plos just came out with a new Sefer on bar mitzvah. So he brings down a very interesting discussion as to what age by a guy is considered that they are a bar mitzvah in the sense that they're mechuyev in the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. Brings out an interesting machlokas between the Chassam Sofer and Rav Meir Don Plotsky. That the Chassam Sofer says that based upon the fact that the Rambam and the Rosh hold that there are no shiurim in Halach L'Moshe Misinai in regards to Goyim, and that the Rosh holds that Halach L'Moshe Misinai is the din of bar mitzvah by a yid, so therefore he wants to suggest, the Chassam Sofer says, that by a guy, a person is considered a ish in terms of there being mechuyev in the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach from the time that they have the seichel to understand what it is. Rav Meir Don Plotsky disagrees for various reasons, and he says that it's by a bar mitzvah, by a goy as well, when they reach the age of 13, and they are then mechuyev in the mitzvah Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, so then they would be considered an ish in regards to this din as well. At least that would go in accord with Tosfos' understanding that by a yid, it's 13. According to the Rambam, it would be the age of 9 years and one day. Okay, let's go weiter. The Gemara continues to quote the Mishnah. It said, "Vishaino ish." If a person is not an ish, so there likewise is no din of stira for such a person. What does it mean, not an ish? Vishaino ish lemutimai. So the Gemara says, have several suggestions before it comes to the final answer. Ilei malamute shachov. If you're telling me it comes to exclude a person who's physically incapable of having bia, shachov, Rashi says, shebesaru nishach, vekola, veyovesh, vein bo koach. He doesn't have the ability to have relations with a woman. So if that's what it's referring to, v'amar Shmuel, Shmuel said, shachov, mekanana yodo, upalsa b'truma. Shmuel had said that a person who's impotent, he's not capable of having relations, nevertheless, you can do kinoi for such a person, and in fact, the wife would, in that situation, drink the meisota, if in fact, she was nistar with that person, upolsa b'truma, and if he had had relations with a woman, and it was also him to have relations with that woman, so it would be a nivel or apostola. So the shachov here, it can't be talking about an impotent person, because it would not be correct. So therefore, mekadina yodo pshita, if that's true, so then what's the chiddush over here? Why is the Mishnah telling us that the person who is a shachov, you can do kinoi and stira with such a person? What's the chiddush then, according to Shmuel? So the Gemara says, "Malduksev." I might have said, "V'shachat ish osa shichva zera or amachmana." V'alav barhachiu. This person can't have shichva zera. He's impotent. So one might have thought that the din doesn't apply. So kamash v'lan. That's the chiddush. The Shmuel is telling us in the Mishnah that it tells us she'eino ish. That's what it refers to. The Gemara says, "Wait a second." Upolsa b'truma. The next part says that he would be posa b'truma if he was nival to a woman that he's posel to. So then she would be psula to eat truma if she was a bas kohen. So Gemara says, pshita, isn't that also obvious? She was nivel or apostola. So Gemara says, no. Ma'adite meloy chal zaro amarechmona. You might have thought that the pasuk says that she's only not allowed to have relations with a man who would posel her if that man would posel her zera. And this person who's a shachov would be incapable of having relations with her to give her zera, so therefore you might have thought that doesn't apply. In other words, the isle zera lichala, the lesle Zera lo lichalo. So therefore, kamash v'lan, the chiddush of Shmuel is that even though this person is incapable of having normal relations, nevertheless, if he does have some sort of relations with this woman, he would be posel or for truma. Okay, that leaves us still with a problem. What does it mean, she'eino ish? It can't be talking about the shachov. So the Gemara says, v'ele lemute avodi kachavim. It must be talking about a guy. But that's not true. V'amar Rav Amnuna, Rav Amnuna says, ovi kachavim, mekanan al yadu, uposel b'tshuva. The same din applies as it did to a shachov, to a guy as well. And therefore, that can't be what our Mishnah meant when it said she'eino ish, because if a woman is told, don't closet yourself away with Chris, that guy, so then if she does closet herself away with Chris, she in fact would have to drink the mei sota, And if you had, in fact, relations with such a Ovi Kochavim, it would be possible a woman from Truma, Nivel Apostle. So therefore, that can't be what our Mishnah is talking about as well. And this halacha that Rav Muna brings down is brought down in both the Rambam and in Shulchan Aruch, that in fact, Kinu does work by an Ovi Kochavim. So Gemara says, so then, Mekana na Yod Pshita, so then what's the Chiddush over here? Obviously, it would be a valid kinoi. So one says, no, you might have thought, like we had previously, nitma. The Pasuk says, twice nitma. Or, so you might have said, you need one time nitma to teach me that she's asura now to her husband, echad lebal. And you need one time the nitma to tell me that the echad lebal, that she's asura to the person she had relations with. If her husband divorces her, she can't go marry that person. So that would only be applicable, hecha, to come mitzirah behoz nus. That's only when the actual makes her also to the boa, but here if he's an ovi kochavim ha ho v'yasura v'kaima already aim low. I would say maybe in this situation the din doesn't apply. So kamash v'lan, no, that you can have kinoi and stira even with an ovi kochavim. So therefore we're still stuck. What does it mean she'eno ish? But before we get to that, we just want to discuss what does it mean posel b'truma. That should be obvious. Obviously he's Nivela l'posela, so she should no longer be allowed to eat truma if she was a bas kohen. Pshita, so it says no. Ma'adatemi, you might have said ubas kohen kisia li'ish zar kisia amar chmona. The pasuk said kisia, which implies a lashon of kedushin. The bar havaya in only if there would be potential to have kedushin with such a person, i.e., he is a Jewish person. Albeit for this woman, he's not allowed to have relations with her, but there's a potential for kedushin. So then this din applies of he's able to be mechalal her. However, if there's no possibility of kedushin, the lav bar havaya, a guy is not capable of having kedushin with a Jewish woman, so then lo, maybe this then doesn't apply. Oh, so that's the chiddush of Amnuna, the kamash v'lon, the pasul lo Rav Yochanan, that in fact, he is pasul her, and this is based on what Rav Yochanan said. What did Rav Yochanan say? The Rav Yochanan, Mishum Rav Yishmol, Rav Yochanan said the name of Rav Yishmol, minayin leovdi kochom v'yeved. Why? Where do we know that the din is if an Ovi Kochavim or an Eved, Shabo al HaKohenis, if they did have relations with a Bas Kohen, or al Halaviyah of al HaBasol, or with a regular Yisraelis, either a Bas Leviyah or a Bas Yisrael, that in fact they are going to Pasal or Lekuhuna, Shepisoluha, so Gemara says, Shenemar, Ubas Kohen ki siya almano grusha. It says, the Bas Kohen, when she becomes an almano or a grusha, that implies, Mishi Yeshla almanus begerishinba, only with somebody who has almanus, that could be a widow from them, or they could be divorced from them. Only such a Bas Kohen returns to her father's house. If she doesn't have children from that Yisrael, so then when she becomes an almana from that Yisrael with no children, or she becomes a grush from that Yisrael with no children, then she returns back to her father's house. So Bas Kohen, if she becomes an almana or a grusha without children, she goes and returns back to her father's house and is allowed to eat from truma from her father's house again. So again, that's only somebody that has the ability to have almanus or gerushin ba. Yotsu, this excludes Ovi Kochavim, the Eved, Shein lo almanus or gerushin ba. If she has relations with an Ovi Kochavim or an Eved, so she doesn't return back to her father's house because there's no concept of almanus or gerushin from the Ovi Kochavim or the Eved, but there was Nivel al Apostle, and therefore she would not be able to go back to her father's house and eat truma. So we're still stuck. We don't have an answer to what does it mean, She'eno Ish. So what does our mission mean when it says Ve'eno Ish, Ela Mute Mai, who is that coming to exclude? So I'm a papa, Limute Behema. If the husband says to his wife, I don't want you to closet yourself away with this dog or with this cow or with this horse, so then the Ein Znus Behema, even if she's alone with this cow, this dog or this horse or whatever animal it is, there is no concept of Znus in regards to an animal, even though Rahman Ulsan, there is the tremendously important lav of bestiality, achi of misa. Nevertheless, it's not considered znus that there's a concept of kinoi and stira in regards to this. If the husband tells his wife, I don't want you to be alone with this dog, and then she is alone with the dog, that doesn't fulfill the kinoi and stira that a normal sota process goes through. And to add to this, Amale Rava mi Parzakya, Rava who came from Parzakya, that's not the regular Rava that we have in the Gemara, but Rava who came from Parzakya said to Ravashi, Ravashi, Minoha Milso Yama Rabbanu, where do we get this idea that Ein Znus Behema? So it's based upon a pasuk. The pasuk says, Lo Sovi Esnan Zona Umchir Kele Begomer. A person is not allowed to take the wages of the Zona, that which he paid the Zona, a calf to go and have relations with him, or that which he said, okay, I'll buy this dog off you, here's a calf, so that calf is usher to go and be brought as a korban. So the Esnan Zona and the Mechir Kelev, that animal, the calf, let's say, that you gave for the services of the Znus with the Zona, or that you exchanged for the dog, so you can't go and bring that as a korban. Fine. That's what the pasuk tells us. The end of the pasuk, however, says gam shnehem. The whole pasuk is lo sovi esdan zonu mechir kelad beis hashem lekecha luchol neder kisulvas hashem lekecha gam shnehem. So the brisa will darshin from gam shnehem, but the other way around doesn't apply. So v'tani, we'll learn the brisa. What about esnan kelev? So you say to a woman, here, you go and have relations with this dog, and I'll give you this calf, if you have relations with the dog. Umechir zona, you have a maidservant to the zona, and you give her to somebody else in exchange for the calf. So here you have what we call esnan kelev umechir zona, those, in fact, those animals that you have gotten for the exchange of the zona, or for having the zona have relations with the dog, so then you got a calf in return, so those are in fact able to be brought as korbanos mutarin, because of the end part of the pasuk, shnei mar gam shnehem, shnayim lo arba, only the esnan zona mechir kelev are aser, but the esnan kelev and mechir zona, they are not aser. So that's what we need over here, the Mishnah to tell us, limute mai, it's limute behema. When it says shelo ish, somebody that's not an ish, it means if a man did kinoi, with a dog or an animal to his wife, so that even if she's soceris with that dog or with that animal, there is no din of sota. Then we said, what do we need the pasuk? If you're telling me that the shachuf, the person who was impotent, wasn't capable of having normal relations, is in fact, there is kinoi and stira with such a person, so then taka, what do we need the words in the pasuk? So the Gemara says, need for the following drasha. When the pasuk says, shichva zera, prat ledover acher, it means excluding a dover acher. What does it mean, dover acher? My dover acher? Some of Sheshes, prat leshekine lo shelo kidarka. This means it has to be the normal way of shichva zera, but not what we call bia shelo kidarka, what we would term in English anal sex. So in this situation, that would not be a valid kinoi. If he did kinoi, telling his wife not to have relations shelo kidarka, that would not be a valid kinoi. That's what is coming to teach us shichva zera. Moore says that's not true. Amalei Rava. Rava says, Shelo Kedarka, Mishkevei Isha Chasid. No, we already know that Bia Shelo Kedarka does qualify as Mishkevei Isha, and that would include Bia Shadar Kedarka and Shelo Kedarka. So therefore, that would be a valid kinoi. So Moore says, Amalei Rava. Rava tells us this wording of Shichva Zera is Prat L'Shekini Lo Derech Evarim. The husband said to his wife, listen, I don't want you, not to closet yourself with Yanko to do an Aveira. He says, I don't even want you to have Derech Evarim. I don't want to have touching with each other. And therefore, that would not be a valid kinoi. That would not make the woman into a sota. That's what Rav wants to suggest. Abaya says, what are you talking about? Abaya, Abaya, that's not really a iser of sufficient nation to make even a havamina that the woman should be a sota. Amalei Abaya, pritzus biyami, just touching each other? So that's pritzus, a terrible, terrible, terrible thing, but that is not going to make her into a sota. Or pritzus miyosei rachmona, on a deraisa level, that doesn't forbid it to a husband if somebody else touches her. So therefore, that can't be what you need the pasuk for, shich v'zera to exclude that. Elom Rabbi, Abaya says, prat l'shekini lo b'nishika. We're talking here about nishika. Now this nishika doesn't mean a kiss in the face, it means genital contact. So that type of a kinoi is excluded from the fact that it has to be shichva zera. Gemara says, okay, that works out great if you hold that such type of nishika is not considered the start of genital relations. Ha'nich leman di'omar ha'arazu hachnosa torah. Avol nishika v'lo klumi. That would be true if you say that, what is ha'ara, the first part of Tashmish, that's actual penetration. And therefore, if it's just neshika, if it's just contact between the male and female genital organs, so then that would not be considered something significant. And then we would understand that this is pritzusa bi'almihi or pritzusa mi'osa rachmona. However, hayinu d'yosei kor l'mutei neshika. So then you need the pasuk to come to tell me, as opposed to neshika, which would not be a valid kinoi. But if you say Elamandi Yama Ha'ara Zu Neshika, if you say that the start of relations is this Neshika, just the contact, so then, Michael and Mema, then what are you talking about? That would in fact be considered relations, and therefore that would in fact be considered something that would be a real kinoi. So when it says, you're right, Leolam Shekini Lo Derech Evarim, what we were referring to before was Derech Evarim, just touching general parts of the body, not the genital area. Uma de Tema, I might have said, Bekpeido de Baal Tayyarachmara, that it depends. 99.9% of husbands would not be happy if their wife was touched in that fashion, or Baal Hawk or carpet. And therefore, if the Baal is carpet, he says, I ask you to be alone with that guy, to even have any sort of contact with him. So then, in that situation, I might have thought that would be a valid kinoi. Kamash Shalom, the pasuk tells us, though, it has to be a type of contact like Shechva Zera that would make it into the type of contact that would be capable of making the woman into a sota via kinoi and stira. Okay. Gemara goes Vayit and says, Amar Shmuel. Shmuel tells us, Yisa Adam, it is preferable for a person to marry, and we turn to Chav Zayin Rod Aleph Duma, a woman who is, Rashi says, everybody talks about her as being a woman of a low character, of immorality, Nit'enes, V'nidberes, B'fi, Kol, Al Niufel. Everybody's talking about her being promiscuous, and as Tosus brings down, the top Tosus, Pirush Rabbeinu Chan, Shemalizin Ola B'nei Adam, Shemizana. Everybody's talking about it, saying that this woman has relations with other people. So, Shmuel is telling us over here, it is preferable to marry such a woman, who they're actually talking about being of promiscuous nature, as opposed to marrying her daughter, Vayisa Baz Duma, who may be herself of pristine character, but comes from such an illicit relationship. Better to marry the Duma, the woman of ill repute, than to go and marry the daughter of the woman of ill repute. Why did Shmuel say that? Shazu Vamitil Piksheva, because the mother, the Duma, she is herself coming from a quality marriage, from a quality relationship. Whereas the woman of ill repute's daughter, Suvazuba Mitipa Psula, she could be possibly coming from a Zera that was inappropriate, to say the least. That is Shmuel's opinion. Rav Yochanan says the exact opposite. Rav Yochanan Amar, no, better Yisa Adam Baz Duma, better to go marry the daughter of the woman of ill repute, rather than the Vayisa Duma, the woman of ill repute herself. What's Rav Yochanan's reasoning? Because Shizu Omedes Mecheskes Kashus, because the daughter herself is of sterling character. She's a very nice girl, and she is therefore Mecheskes Kashus, and she herself is of good character. As opposed to the mother, Vizu Eino Omedes Mecheskes Kashus. Everybody's talking about her as being a promiscuous woman. So Rav Yochanan's opinion is better to marry the daughter of the woman of ill repute rather than the woman of ill repute herself. More questions of Yochanan. Meisrei, the Braisa says, Nosi Adam Duma. The Braisa seems to hold, like Shmuel, preferable to marry the Duma rather than the Baz Duma. So, what would Yochanan say to this Braisa? So, Rav says, no. The Tizbro, Nosi Lachachila. What do you think? Everybody thinks this is a good idea? Better a man should go seek out a Duma to marry? No. It's already telling us that it's a Bidiyevit. So it's not l'chachila. Don't think for a second it's l'chachila. Elo im nosa. It's telling us if you did go and marry somebody, so it's preferable to go marry the Duma. So once you're changing that around, t'ni nami baz Duma. Rav Yochanan would say that the Braisa has a mistake in it already, that it shouldn't be l'chachila. It's already talking b'diavad. So im yisa. So then, once you're changing around the first part of the Braisa, change around the second part of the Braisa and say, in that situation, if you're going to marry her, better to marry the baz Duma than the Duma herself. How do Paskin, where it says, Vilchasa, preferable Yisa Adam Baz Duma, like Rav Yochanan, Va Yisa Duma, and don't marry the woman of ill repute herself. And this was based upon the Tani Rav Tachlifa Bar Marava, Kamed Rabbi Avo. Rabbi Tachlifa came from Eretz Yisrael, said in front of Rabbi Avo that we learned in the following Braisa, Isha Mizana, Baneh Ksherim. If a woman herself is adulterous, she, Rahman al-Hassan, was promiscuous, nevertheless, her children are considered ksherim. Why is that? Because we have the famous rule, Rov Bilos Achar Habal. So when the woman may have had relations 90% of the time with her husband and 10% of the time with the adulterer, so then we have the right to say, Rov Bilos Achar Habal, since the majority of the Bilos were with the husband, so halachically we can say that the children are kosher. And therefore, that's what the Braisa tells us, it's better to marry the Baz Duma than the Duma herself. Boy, Rav Amram asks, what happens if we don't assume that 90% of the relations were with the husband? What happens? This woman is of such ill repute that she almost certainly had relations with the adulterer more frequently than she did with her husband. So, Gemara says, according to the opinion that says a woman only gets pregnant close to her period, so then, this question never gets off the ground because certainly her children have to be presumed to come from the adulterer because a man doesn't know when his wife is going to get her period, and therefore there's an excellent chance that she was promiscuous so often and it was right before the period, and that's when a woman, according to this man, the armor, gets pregnant. So there's no way the husband could prevent his wife from having that relations, that adulterous relationship. So therefore, the question doesn't even get off the ground according to that opinion. Because certainly, the adulterer would be in that situation the prime suspect to be the father of the child. And therefore, the child would be of a very questionable lineage. And therefore, the question doesn't get off the ground. There's no way the husband could prevent this from happening. However, where the question is a good question, and that is, that the woman gets pregnant, which is how we understand this from a medical point of view, very, very close to her going to the mikvah. And therefore, in that situation, what would the halacha be? Since the husband knows when his wife's going to the mikvah, so he's going to be careful and watch her to make sure that she doesn't commit adultery at that point in time. So therefore, even if most of the be'ilos are not with the husband, but most of the be'ilos around the time that she gets pregnant are with the husband, because he can easily guard for that, and therefore, chances are the children are rov be'ilos acharabal. Rov be'ilos that could result in pregnancy are going to be after the husband. Or do we say, no, bottom line is, Odubo, Kiva, the Prutza be'yosef, since she is a very promiscuous woman, then we still can't have the right to say, even if you hold like the opinion that says, Isha enemis beris, elosomach latvilasa, so even there, the husband won't be able to protect and watch her, and therefore, even there, we have to be concerned that Robilos Achar, not the Baal, but Achar the Noe, and therefore, Dilma, Kivin, the Prutza B'Yosef, lo, you can't make this assumption, and the Gemara leaves us with a taker. We don't come to a conclusion to Rav Amram's question. Then we quote the Mishnah. It says, Ve'elu shebeis v'chule, there were those women, for example, the husband became a cheresh, or the husband became a shota, or the husband was in prison. So we said the beis then goes and does the kinyan on behalf of the husband. And the Tanakam and the Mishnah, the Chachamim said, not because we're actually going to have her drink, but because this will prevent this woman from becoming a prutza. Now, Gemara says, Tarabam v'lein falim b'raisa, ish, the pasuk tells us ish, as we mentioned many, many times, ish, ish, kisista, ishto. So, the extra word, matam lomer ish ish, what does it say ish a second time? Lirabos, to come to teach us this case, the chalim hold of ashes cheirish, the man who's incapable of giving the kinui to his wife, so the basin will go and act on his behalf if the wife is acting in a promiscuous fashion. And not only the wife of the cheirish, but also the wife of the shota, the ashes shota, and also the ashes shamum. What is shamum? So Rashi tells us, on Daf Chav Dalet Amud Beis, that Shamum is Lokui B'Simon Lev. This is a person who is even worse off than the Shota. It's even more mentally incompetent than the Shota. As Rashi says, Simon Lev, total bewilderment, totally incapable. And likewise, V'Sholach Baal Abdin Masayam, if the husband is away on a business trip and he's not there to go and give kinu to his wife, or Shoyi Chavish B'Veis Asurim, or he's in jail, he can't give kinu to his wife, in all of these situations, Shebeis Din Mekanin Law, the post law miksu bosser, that Beis Din goes and gives kinoi, again, not for the purposes of having her drink, but in order that if she does steer afterwards, she's no longer permitted to her husband and she will lose her ksuba. Now, Yocholat Lashkoser, you might have thought that actually Beis Din is giving the kinoi and that we could go and give this woman to drink the mei sota. Talmud Lomer, it says no. The havior ish es ishto, the husband has to bring his wife, and not when the Beis Din acts on behalf of the husband. That is the opinion of the Tanakama. Rav Yossi Omer, no, I disagree with you, Tanakama. Afli Ashkosa, the Beis Din, when they go with the kinoi, they're actually doing it for the purposes of giving her to drink the meisota. When? L'chshietzi balam, beis asurim yashkena. Granted, the Beis Din can't do this, the husband has to do this, but the kinoi of the Beis Din will work for the husband to go and give her to drink the meisota. So there's a machlokas, the Tanakama, the Chachamim say, no, the Beis Din can't give it to her to drink, need the husband to give it to drink, and Rav Yossi's opinion is, yes, you need the husband to give it to a drink, but he can rely upon the kinoi that the Beis Din did. What are they arguing about? Michael Miflegi. So it's how they understand the pasuk, that the husband has to go and bring her. Rabbanim Sabre, when the pasuk says, the kinoi, and the pasuk says, es ishto, v'hi nitmo, o avar la ruach kinoi, v'kinei es ishto, v'hi lo nitmo, and then it says, in the next pasuk, the hevi ha ish es ishto ala kohen. So the Tanakama, the Chacham Movia, they say that it means literally that the husband has to do the kinui and the hevi. The same person has to be the kine, the hevi. Whereas Yossi holds Savala, lo bina v'kine the hevi. No, the kinui can come from the Beis Din. The hevi has to come from the husband, but it can be based upon the kinui of the Beis Din. That's the crux of the machlokes between the Rabbanan and Rav Yossi. Then we quoted the Mishnah, we mentioned this earlier, Tana Rabbanan, we learned the Braisa, when the pasuk says, Asher tista isha tachas isha, what does that mean? So we had pointed out, it meant, lahakish ish leisha, or isha leish, in regards to a certain din, that the man is like the woman, and the woman is like the man, in regards to a certain din. In what regards to what din? So I already said this previously, Lamai Hilchasa, and here's where I quoted it from, the three opinions that we're now about to break down. The first one is Rav Sheshes, some Rav Sheshes, we're comparing it, kishem shem hu suma lo yamashke, kachi im suma lo haisa shosa, that if the husband is blind, because the pasuk says d'chsev v'ne'ela me'ene isha, that she was hidden from the eyes of her husband, so it has to be that the husband can see. If the husband can't see, so then kachi im haisa suma lo haisa shosa. So too, if he is blind or if she is blind, then there is no drinking of the meisota. That's Rosh Hashanah. He's comparing over here the man and the woman. If the man is blind, he can't drink because of the pasuk v'ne'ela me'ene isha. But likewise, it teaches us that if the woman is blind, she also can't drink. Lahakish isha le'ish. Rav Ashi amar, in what way is the husband compared to the wife? Here is the wife compared to the husband. Rav Ashi amar, kishem shechi geres v'gidemes loisa shosa, if she doesn't have hands, or if her hands are not working properly, so then she can't do the tenufa, and therefore she can't drink. D'chsev, as the pasuk says, we turn to Chav Zayin on the days. He has to be able to put the mincha into her hands, and they have to do the tnufa. So if she doesn't have hands, she can't be a sota. So too, if he has either a lame hand or he has an amputation, so then, that is what Rav Ashi is telling us, that we compare the man to the woman. If the woman doesn't have hands, so too, if the man doesn't have hands, he's not a sota. And the final din that we bring down, and with this we conclude this beautiful fourth perek of sota, Marba Varashi. Marba Ravashi Omar, he says, Kishem Shi Lemes Lo Hesa Shosa, since she has to say, Dichsivi Omro Isha Omein Omein. So just like the woman has to say Omein Omein, and if she's in Ilemes, if she's incapable of speaking, she can't say Omein Omein, so too, we compare this to the man, Kahu, so to the man, Imoya Ilem, if the man is incapable of speaking, Lo Yamashke, he can't go and give his wife to drink. That's what we say to compare Lahakshos, Isha le'ish and Ish le'isha. With this, we conclude the parak. Hadron lecha rusa, hadron lecha rusa, hadron lecha rusa. Mitzvah Hashem, we'll come back to you, and Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow, we'll begin the next parak, the fifth parak of Sota. Have a great day.